Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I ask you today to bless this message. Lord, I pray that you give us clarity and understanding, and we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. I've asked Starla to pull up a couple pictures. Everyone knows what that is when you see it, right? That's Leaning Tower in Pisa in Italy. And it started leaning right after they built it, and they have put tons and tons and tons of counterweights in around the foundation to keep it from falling over. Now I want to show you something else that maybe you're not aware of. That's the church at the Leaning Tower in the background. Then there's another building on in the back. This is built in 1173 AD. Long, long, long time ago. That building is what we call the baptistry. I had the privilege of going there. Terry and I were on a trip and backpacked across Europe when we were a lot younger. There's even a picture of me holding up that Leaning Tower. I want to show you the inside of this building. See that center part? That's a pool. They now have a statue in there because they don't use it that much in the center of the pool, and that's where the minister would stand, and that's where they would baptize the people when they came in to be baptized. They would put them in deep water. They would bury them totally underwater and baptize them. It took 199 years to complete this church and these buildings. But baptism back in 1100s was a big deal. It came to Christians. Matter of fact, baptism has always been a big deal because when Jesus gave the Great Commission, he said, go therefore into all the world, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What is baptism? Baptism is recognizing that we are putting off the old nature, the nature that is going to die. What we are showing is that we have died already. We have died under Christ, and we are burying this old nature, this old body. And we are being raised anew, a spiritual creature in Christ Jesus, no longer to live for ourselves, for selfishness, but to live for Him. You say, well, preacher, do you have to be baptized? I can't answer that definitively. But I can tell you this. Every place in the book of Acts that people got saved, they got baptized. Every place in the Bible where people got saved, they got baptized. There's only one exception, and that's when Jesus said to the man on the cross, he said, remember me this day in your kingdom, and Jesus said, today thou wilt be with me in paradise. Around 400 AD, there's a fellow by the name of Augustine, and he was a theologian and a good one. And I read that there wasn't any reformer or any revivalist that ever did anything without reading the works of Augustine. So when I was about 27 years old, I decided to read them. He's quite difficult to understand. And I understand why he has been misquoted so many times, because he's very difficult to quote. But he's the one in 400 AD that came up with original sin. Because of Adam, all men have sinned, and all of us are sinners. Then the church came up with, well, if we're born into sin and we're born with a sinful nature, then what about the children? The children that die without making a commitment to Christ and without being baptized into the church could not go to heaven. So they started bringing children in, and of course it was dangerous to put them underwater, so they sprinkled them. And until after 400 AD, there never was a sprinkling. It was so easy for children to be baptized that way that they started doing it to adults. Because it's very difficult to get an adult to step into deep water. Why? Because it takes a total surrender to do that. And the church, for some reason or somehow, did not demand, as Christ did, a total surrender any longer. They only asked for a token of a surrender. You see, I believe in baptism. When Jesus, when the 3,000 were saved, the Bible says they were baptized and they were added to the church. When? When they were saved. The Bible says when Philip was talking to the eunuch, they were out in the desert. And the only place that there was water was at an oasis. That's where they got their drinking water. And the Bible says that the eunuch said, "Can I be baptized now?" And he said, "Yes." And they got down in that drinking water and baptized him. Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, verse 47 and 48, he and those who were with him were the first non-Jews converted, and they were baptized immediately. Lydia and her household believed in Acts chapter 16, and they were baptized, the Bible says. Philippian jailer. Remember when Paul and Silas were in jail and they're singing praises? They'd been beaten. And an earthquake came and it opened the jail, and they said to the jailer, "Do thyself no harm, for we are here." And they went home with him, and the Bible says, this was in the middle of the night, he and his household were saved and baptized. Galatians 3 says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, for as many as you as were baptized into the Christ have put on Christ." Ephesians 4, 4 and 6, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you are called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is in all and through all and in you all." When do you get baptized? When you get saved. How do you get baptized in deep water? I've never been to a funeral where you go out into the cemetery and they stand somebody up against this tree and they sprinkle a little dirt on him and they say, "We buried him." That don't do it. What baptism is, it's a watery grave. I was one of those kids that got saved when I was young and didn't get baptized till I was in the Navy. "Well, preacher, were you a Christian?" "Yeah, I was. And I had a desire to seek Christ." As a matter of fact, when I was in the Navy, the preacher talked about baptism, and I had such a desire to follow Christ, I followed him in baptism. And I will tell you something. It's kind of like putting nitrogen on corn. It just doesn't look like anything when you're doing it. But the corn really grows. And there's something about not only mentally but spiritually, realizing and recognizing that you have buried that old nature, that old man. It is dead. You are dead to it. There's no longer selfishness, self-righteousness. Maybe today, because we've went a little light on baptism, we've went a little light on Christianity. Maybe that's why so much of the world we see in the church today. And we see two agendas. Instead of an agenda for Christ and winning the world to Christ, we see an agenda to build ourselves and to build our kingdoms. Someone asked me if I was going to talk about what happened in Paris. And I said, only in passing. Because it's an ideology. You cannot fight that with war. You've got to fight that with an ideology. So the only way to overcome what is going on in the Middle East is to present Christ, another way of living, so the old man can be buried, as we do in baptism. The old man nature can be put away, so we're no longer fighting over boundaries and lands, but we become like Christ. We are giving. We are helpful. We do unto others as we would have others do unto us. And you say, well, preacher, can you win them? According to the Bible that I read, anyone can be won. Anyone. Because everyone is looking for eternal life, and eternal life only comes through Christ. He is the only one that rose from the dead. He is the only one that has been seen by 500 people. He is the only one that changed the entire world. He changed the way we do business. He changed the way we have government. He changed the way we do music. He changed the art. He changed everything. Because in Him is life, and only in Him is life. Baptism appears to be an outward cleansing, but is also an inward cleansing, because we have not committed to Christ, we have surrendered to Christ, and we have surrendered to the grave. How old do you need to be baptized? Someone asked me that this morning. You'd be old enough to recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord. My mother was 4. She remembers her baptism, and nobody can tell me my mama wasn't saved. She raised 3 preachers. She was raised in the home of a preacher. She learned how to pray as she learned how to speak. She learned how to sing the songs of the cross before she learned how to sing anything else. Her first memories, things that she remembered, was Bible verses. Some say 12. Some say 8. When you come to Jesus Christ, it is time to be baptized. And you will know. Some of these young ones we're going to baptize today, they know their life is different. They know who Jesus Christ is. So we're going to baptize them. What happened after Alexandra in 400 AD talked about original sin? And I'm one that believes that. There will come a time when you will choose between God and the world, and it will be presented to you. And that's considered a time of salvation. But that sin is not laid upon a child. We know that because we know how Jesus treated little children. Suffer little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Children are safe. You say, well, preacher, do we baptize children? Isn't that what we do when we bring them up front? No. When we bring them up front, when they're born, we dedicate them. Just as Jesus was dedicated and taken into the temple. So we follow His example. So we dedicate children. And it is a promise not of the child, because the child doesn't know what they're doing. It is a promise of the parents to raise them in the church, to teach them the Bible is the Word of God, and to teach them that the church is the best place they can be on earth. There are those of you here today. You say, well, Pastor, I have accepted Christ, but I've never been challenged to be baptized. I have good news for you. We have robes and we have towels available enough to baptize all of you if you need be. We have about 10 right now that are back there getting ready. We have changing rooms back there. We have everything you need. And if God tells you to do something, don't you not do it. Because that's called surrender. Making a commitment to God is saying this: God, I'll give you $5. That's a commitment. When you surrender, you take everything you have and you say, God, there it is. That's what baptism shows. It isn't that I made a commitment to church or a commitment to God. I have surrendered everything and I will live for Him. No longer will the choices be my choices, but they're God's choices. And if we get this, there's things you say, preacher, are there things you'd like to do that you don't do? There were, not anymore. Because I found living in Him is the most important thing and the most blessed thing in all the world. But if we want our lives to be cleaned up, we must surrender to Him and find out that His way is better than our way. And it isn't that God accepts our choices. It's we accept God's choice for our life. When we take baptism from the highest level that the Bible lifts it to, and we lower it, we also lower holiness. We lower surrender. And we have a church that is filled with the world rather than a church full of Christ. So I challenge you today. When? When you get saved. When did I get baptized? First time a pastor challenged me to be baptized. We didn't have a baptistry in that church when I was in the Navy, so he had to borrow a church. We went over to that church after their Sunday night service, and I was baptized. Later on that year, the Lord called me to the ministry. The road's been rough at times? Yes, the road's been rough at times. But one thing I know, Jesus was always there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So I challenge you today, as we prepare for this baptism, you need to be baptized. If you're a woman, you go right through that door. If you're a man, you go right through that door. Jason's back there. He'll take your name, give you the robe, give you a changing booth. My wife Terry's back here. She'll give you a robe, she'll give you a changing booth, and she'll take your name. Michael, you were baptized. I was baptized. Pastor Kay, you baptized? Yeah. You know why it's such a big deal? Michael's parents drove from Oklahoma City to be here to watch their granddaughter get baptized. That's how big a deal it is. Jennifer's mom and dad drove from Findlay on Route 75. That is a big deal to see their granddaughter get baptized. Some of you are here to see your grandchildren or your cousins or your nephews or your brother-in-laws get baptized. It's a big deal. I challenge you to step forward. Michael, would you lead as I go prepare?
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.